Hello and welcome to The Irish Min, the daily podcast where I watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons. Today is Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. It's February 14th. It's the day of love. We're in the city of brotherly love in The Irishman, and that in a house of love, a house of God. What? Oh, what are we talking about? What's going on? I don't know. We're in a church. We're looking at a baptism. We just saw Frankie go absolutely apeshit on a grocer who touched his daughter. That's not good. He's not getting a Valentine. You know what I'm saying? He's not getting a card. That guy's not getting any chocolates. Not getting any flowers unless he dies, which, again, it brings us back to the game we're playing this week. Who dies? Does this guy die? This guy dies? Question mark? I'm still working on the title. If you've got any suggestions, by all means, hit me up on Twitter, at R.Y. Simmons, or at The Irish Min, which is an account that I have, but haven't really been using a whole lot. I don't really know what to do with it. If you have suggestions, by all means, let me know. Also, don't forget to rate and like and subscribe. Do whatever you have to do in whatever program you're listening to this to get other people to listen to it. Let's all share in the torture together. So let's just get right into it. We are in the church. We're at the baptism. I'm going to start the final minute of the week right now. All right. Okay. Yeah, so he's the godfather. Pesci is. Oh, and we got the whole gang is here. Big Italian boys. Large Italian sons. And the daughter's giving them some side eye. She knows what they're into. She knows all this church stuff is bullshit. Skinny Razor's forehead is so big. Bobby Cannavale, his forehead is so big. So, Frankie's saying you got more kids, you got to earn more money. Whispers to do, not the whispers they do. Same time. What? Oh. Okay, so he's talking to this old guy, this old grizzled guy. He said something about whispers of a car being blown up, and then we saw the car being blown up. I'm not sure what that... I'm not sure the connection there. You know what? I'm going to... Okay, let's do it. I'm going to break a rule. I'm going to go back just enough to hear what he said because I do not understand what's happening right now. He said... I understand that he said he needed more money because he's got more kids, and he's talking to a guy presumably who's giving him another job, but I don't understand the connection. I'm going to just go back real quick. Let's see what we get. You want to make a quick 10 grand? Whispers they do you? Not the whispers they blew up in the car around the same time. What does that mean? I don't understand what that means. And then is that his car? That looked like his car from earlier that he was driving around. What is happening right now? Then he said something about this is the different whisperer, the good one. Oh, maybe he's calling this guy a whisperer? I don't understand what's happening right now. Maybe I'll spend the weekend looking it up. I don't know. What does that even mean? Is this another one of those things that like is going to be immediately cleared up in the next minute? Because that's 3 days from now for me. Oh, man. Well, okay. Other than this particular minute being kind of a weird disappointment, only because I can't understand. Should I turn on the subtitles? I'm going to do that. I'm going to turn on the subtitles. Let's see if we can get this one more time. Oh, okay. His name is, I was right. His name is Whispers de Tuyo. Got it. Not the whispers they blew up in that car around the same time. Different guy. Got it. Okay, I'm really glad I did this. You know what? I think from now on, I might have to turn on the subtitles. Because I'm talking over the whole thing. I don't know. I sometimes miss some stuff. And it's going to be hard to, a little harder to watch what is actually happening. But the subtitles, I didn't know that that was a guy's name. I didn't know DeTuyo was a name. I probably sound like a fucking idiot right now. But I'm glad I did that. Okay, so I broke a rule. We went back, we rewatched part of it, but I'm really glad we did it because we got the subtitles going now, and I think that's going to help clarify some things. Okay, so was the other guy's name Whisper? Whispers? The guy in the hat? See, we've been playing this game all week trying to figure out if the guy in the hat is going to die or not. I don't think that grocer's coming back, by the way. I think we saw the last of the grocer. I think he lives, so good for him. I thought the guy in the hat was going to die by the end of the week, and he may have gotten in there right under the wire. He may have gotten blown, so to speak. But I don't know if that was him or not. I'm going to have to look it up. If you know, hit me up on Twitter, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure myself. Anyway, this was a pretty good week. We had a lot of stuff going on. If I had to go back and theme the week, it would definitely be something about Frankie's family life, right? We found out he has three kids. That baby that was being baptized is his. And Russ Buffalino is the godfather who baptized her. He's got a little baby, and now he's getting into all this violent stuff. This is not good. We're really starting to weave quite the tangled web here. Oh, man. All right. Well, pretty good week. Pretty good place to wrap it up. See you all on Monday for the start of week 7. As we go into the next half hour of The Irishman. Okay, so this is going to take about 6 weeks for every half hour. So by the time I finish this next half hour, we're going to be in the solid springtime, I think. That's kind of fun. That's fun to look forward to. Maybe not solid springtime. That's going to put us in like, yeah, the end of March, right around the end of March. So maybe. Okay. Well, I hope I'll see you on Friday. I hope you are on Monday. Today is Friday. I'm tired. I think I need to put this into bed. But this was a good solid week. Week 6, not so bad. All right. I'll talk to you all on Monday. Have a great and wonderful Valentine's Day weekend with you and yours.